One cold night, science and evil collide. Oh yeah. Now, a serial killer is on the loose.
We hadn't even tested the acid on an amoeba, let alone a human cell. This is a disaster.
Look, I just saw something that doesn't belong in this world, and it's out there killing my friends. Now tell me what it is.
Jack Frost.
Where the fuck is my drink at? Oh, there you go. Hey, people. Welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 71. I'm the Phenomenal One, MoviesPostPodcast.com.
This is Z from the FanCritic.com.
You picked an interesting movie here.
We talked about it last week. Why don't we just review it this week?
I do remember us bringing it up. I don't remember what we said about it, though.
I don't know.
Sandwich gin or something like that?
I remember we brought it up.
You know, as I was watching this, not that I forgot about the movie, but I forgot about the franchise. And as I was watching this, I was like, I do remember a sequel to this now. I remember a sequel.
And that one takes place in, like, Miami.
I do remember that now. That's one of those. Jack Frost, man, is made in America. As Z profoundly said earlier before we started recording, snow was made in America.
Mm-hmm. It's Jesus. Made Jack Frost.
Jesus laid upon the snow to the American people. And I don't know if people knew this, but this movie is like a history lesson to teach you that snow is made in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this movie's just don't piss off a snowman.
Mm-hmm. Why would you want to piss him off, too? Why? The logic, man, in this film is so retarded, it's not even funny.
This is comedy / horror, not horror comedy.
Did you ever once get a horror vibe from this? I know, as I was watching this, I remember as a kid I thought this was freaky as shit. And then as I was rewatching this now, I was just like, I don't see any horror elements in here at all besides this thing just killing people.
No. And you know who made this movie? Touchstone Pictures.
What was it, Touchstone?
Yes.
Yeah. Directed by Michael Cooney, right?
Yeah, that name sounds so familiar to me.
That's a... Well, it does. It was also a fucked up name to have Coon in your name. You know he couldn't have been a slave owner at that time with that last name.
No.
If I'm not mistaken, he did both of the Jack Frosts, right?
Yes, and he wrote Identity.
Oh, Jesus.
I liked Identity.
Well, you know what? He made Jack Frost the Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman, so hey, this guy can do no wrong, if you ask me.
No, he's not around anymore. I don't know what he's doing, but...
He's probably dead with that last name.
After 12 years?
Yeah, exactly. They probably hung his ass. He's
yeah.
The son of Ray Cooney.
What? You said you've seen this movie when you were a kid. Did you just happen to just watch it, like, rent it at the video store?
I saw it on VHS, if I'm not mistaken. I think my mom must have owned it or something. Because I remember, she was like, you should watch this kind of concept or something like that. And I knew Jack Frost. I saw the Michael Keaton one first. And yeah. I knew Jack Frost as just some friendly fucking character. I had been watching this one when she showed it to me. I was like, holy shit, that guy's evil.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's how I watched it. I believe it came out, 96, 97?
97, and it's funny you brought up the Michael Keaton version, because that's funny, because it's the same premise, except the horror, but...
Yeah. Well, another thing that's funny about it, too, is that this one came out before the Michael Keaton one.
Fucking Michael Keaton.
Hey, Michael Keaton had a great movie that came out this, weekend.
Hold on. It's not the... Is it the superhero one?
Birdman, yeah.
Oh, that looks so sweet.
Yeah, actually, it was actually really fucking good. I was shocked by it. Probably one of the best movies I've seen this year, too.
So. Watching the trailer reminds me of Super. I don't know why.
It's funny. And it's got your girl in it, Emma Stone.
She's not my girl. Chloe, man.
Oh, that's mine. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I like Chloe.
I was going to say, people always talking about who's going to be nominated for a male performance this year. Man, it wouldn't be shocking if Michael Keaton ends up in that. I think we're going to have a weird male nomination list this year.
Yeah, that'd be weird. I mean, that comes out, what, December's Golden Globes, I believe.
Golden Globes come out in December?
Well, the nominations do, so... That's going to be interesting here. I mean, Jack Frost ain't getting nominated for shit, but...
Well, hell no. Why would no? He got nominated for most ridiculous film of the year.
It could. This could have been Razzies.
Yeah, you know, I think as a kid I had much more fun with it. This time I was watching, I was just like... They know this premise is ridiculous, right? I mean, the way this snowman was moving, I mean, it looks so fake, too. And you remember at the end where you stuck him in the antifreeze truck? He looked so cardboard. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Do you think this was aimed at kids?
I mean, it was so goddamn hokey. I see why not. I mean, teenagers. Yeah, 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
13-year-olds at this time probably ate this shit up.
Well, this screamed PG-13, especially with Shannon Elizabeth's bullshit.
Was it PG-13 or R?
It has to be PG-13. It has to.
Because it was so tame and light. I mean, even the Jack Frost's one-liners, they were... I looked it up right now, it's rated R, dude.
I don't see why it would be rated R, but... Okay.
Actually, they put on here genres, too. Comedy and fantasy, so...
And then whores last.
yeah, you know what? And I agree with all that, then. That's exactly right. But, yeah, I'm with you on that one. It didn't... I never once failed a rated R, because even the killer Jack Frost, his one-liners, they were so tame.
No, they were comic book-ish.
Yeah, like, usually when you see movies like this, the killers, his one-liners are like, I'll rape you or some shit like that. They're usually like some hardcore lines, but his was just like, his was so like we just made fun of Made in America. It's like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Or blow me.
Or what was, the last one he said, blow me. I was just like, okay.
And he goes, I just axed you for a cigarette.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I was just like, yeah, whoever wrote this, man, someone must have not told him. You know this is rated R, right?
Was there swearing in this movie?
Blow me.
Okay.
That's swearing, right?
If you say so.
Hey, would you ever say that to adults?
No.
I mean, besides a female friend that you might be accompanying to your home or something, but you...
Negative.
I think they said, God damn it, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Actually, you know what? I just watched it right now. I don't remember hearing any swearing, to be honest.
That's why this is a very tame... This is a very, like, low-rated R movie.
I think the most blood that you see in here is just blood on the snow, right?
Yeah, and I love the share... The one deputy just did a little bit of snow on that blood pile and just stomped on it.
I was like, damn, shit, what kind of blood was that? And there was one good kill in here that you didn't even get to see that I actually thought was really cool. It was the first guy he killed where he turned his face into ice and shit.
Yes, that was... If he did kill him, we don't know. It's never been, it was never said. Mm-hmm. The guy was really old, I guess.
Yeah, it looked like he probably was just sitting there for days or some shit like that. That kill was look good because the effects on the snow and ice looked great on it.
So how'd Shannon Elizabeth die?
Oh, shit. Hey, you know, we jumping in here. Why don't we go ahead and get to plot synopsis here?
Plot synopsis, Jack Frost, Nipping at Your Nose, directed by Michael Cooney, starring Christopher Allport. You don't know these people, except Shannon Elizabeth, that's it. This is her first movie, before American Pie.
I was just about to say, I kept staring at that girl and was like, "What, the girl from American Pie?" And also, the dad that had his son killed by the sledding.
Really? I don't remember him.
You don't remember him? Oh, fuck, I wish I knew his name in the movie, because he's been around and stuff. Like,
Jake Linden? Linding?
Was that him?
No. That was, I think, the son that got killed.
Who was the father?
No, that was Billy. That was Jake. That was Jake.
One that had the axe.
It's Jack Lindian.
Lindian, okay, yeah, that guy's been around as well. He, him, and if I'm not mistaken, he was I'm trying to remember if I'm not mistaken, he was in 30 Rock from Third Rock from the Sun.
He was in Thelma and Louise. NYPD Blue, Third Rock from the Sun. He's in one episode.
Yeah, he did a lot of TV.
Played a Santa in that one.
He was in, if I'm not mistaken, also, he was in That 70s Show, too.
Yep, episode on that. I think the biggest movie probably was Thelma and Louise. Played
Yeah,
a.
because I don't think he did too much movies. I remember him on TV a lot. He had that face I always recognized, but I couldn't put my name on who the actor was.
But
And that chick from American Pie, man, she looked no different.
no, well now she does, but not no, she looks the same. And
Yeah, American Pie came out in 99, right?
98 or 99.
So 3 years later, this chick got a boob job or something.
Yeah, and she's still slutty as ever in both movies.
Good. Could you imagine? I kept asking my fiance, I was like, could you imagine in this time frame we live in, sneaking into a cop's house when he's not there, and not only blow drying your hair with his wife's hair dryer, and hopping in his bathtub, drinking his shit. Could you imagine doing something like that nowadays?
No.
Could you imagine at all sneaking into a cop's house doing that? The first thing he would think of is if he came home was burglar.
And
Now he'd shoot them.
this is the same day her brother got killed.
Yes, exactly. I was like, wow. She knows that they're out looking for a murderer, right? I don't.
And her brother got decapitated earlier that day.
Hey, he deserved it. He shouldn't have hit that snowman.
It's true.
That snowman wasn't playing no fucking game there. Oh, we'll continue your synopsis, sir.
Pretty much, Jack Frost is a psycho killer who gets arrested by the local town sheriff, and
That was so ridiculous, too. I mean, did you see how he got arrested? He said, "What are you doing?"
why did it look like a flashback from like the 70s?
Yeah, I know, right? It was such a bad flashback too, because it looked like nothing was going on in that scene for him to get arrested. So I was just kind of like, "Oh, okay, all right."
Yeah, pretty much he has an act. He's gonna get executed on a some at midnight, and he has an accident getting transported, and then he gets like cryogenically frozen.
That was fucking weird. When they explained it at the end, I was just like, so you mean to tell me they created this liquid? Why were they creating the liquid, transporting him on it with it? That don't make any
And
sense.
the funny thing is when they got to the accident, they showed the driver for the. With the material, the
Yeah.
he looked like he was like jacking off.
This was the Man of Steel treatment, though. It's like, why send General Zod off a dying planet so he can live? This was why, if he was creating a substance that can create life even after you die, or make you pretty much immortal, why transport that with a criminal that you're
On the
sending to
same road on a snowy night.
jail? Yeah, why would you do something like that? That was kind of, when he explained that at the end, I was just like, word? Are you serious?
Hey, the FBI guy Manners, did he remind you a little bit of like a corny Bryan Cranston a little
I could see that. I could see that. Yeah, post Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah. Well, pre Breaking
Yeah.
Bad, pre Bacon Brand.
I said post. What the fuck? I'm a retarded ass. Yeah, pre Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like,
Back in the Power Ranger days.
yeah, I'm like That's like that he so screams Bryan Cranston to me.
And who was that actor that played? Was it Brian Lechner?
Steven Mendell.
Steven Mandel. Okay.
He looks familiar
I'm not gonna
too.
know any names in here.
No, besides Elizabeth, you're not gonna know anyone.
Yeah, this is some yeah, like you said, Shannon Elizabeth, who I
Well,
don't
the
know what she
guy.
looks like now. She still looks hot?
No.
Really? She took a net bad, huh?
Yeah, the guy that played Jack Frost was in Fight Club. He was in Aliens, Jarhead.
Yeah.
So he's had a pretty good career for him.
That guy, man. He was hamming it up before he became Jack Frost Snowman. He was hamming that shit up. Like,
Oh, that whole
look on his
accident
face.
scene, they did like an aerial version of the cars colliding in very slow motion.
Looked like shit.
And they're like, the one cop says what? The other cop says duh. And the one driver of the other vehicle says fuck. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, and Jack Frost's acting was no great in that part either. He was just like, can I get a cigarette? I was just like, damn, what is it with you and cigarettes, man?
And why don't they put more than one guard in the back with them?
dude is supposed to be this high profile murderer and shit, and you steal one gardener, and he didn't even have a gun on him, and Jack Frost beat him so easily. I was just like, wow. I know.
I think that's cliche in all these types of movies.
Yeah, you're right, because I just saw that in a movie, No Good Deed, with Idris Elba and shit. It was pretty much the same scene.
Yeah. Well, he didn't turn into a snowman. That would have been badass, probably.
A black snowman? Oh, hell yeah.
This movie, wow, this movie is corny to the T. I'm not talking just about the dialogue, it's the acting, too.
Yeah, because, you know, usually something like this is supposed to be fun because it's taking a concept we know of, which is Jack Frost, and, like, turn him into some ravenous killer. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Abraham Lincoln vampire syndrome or even the Pinocchio that we saw, Pinocchio's Revenge, or whatever. It's supposed to be something like that was supposed to be, like, fun. I don't know, I kind of scratched my head on the fun part because I was just like, whatever.
Did you have fun watching this, like, now?
No, I think I had more fun watching it as a kid than I did now. Mm-hmm. Now watching, I was just like, oh, this wasn't cool at all, because you barely see Jack Frost, because he doesn't really talk that much, and then when he does talk, it's some of the worst dialogue you've heard. You're just like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, well, like, I know I keep going back to this one, but Made in America, what the fuck did that have to do with what was going on at that scene? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, that was the best one-liner you could have came up with? Like, seriously, Made in America? What?
And what's funny, you know how he, like, you know, he melted and, like, all of a sudden he's a snowman? I saw that. I thought of the Transformers 4, the new Transformers, where they, like, you know how they emerged? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, when they digitized.
Yes. Like, fucking Michael Bay stealing shit.
Yeah, that was... You know what was funny, though? Okay, so they constantly knock this snowman's head off his head, right? Off his body, right?
Yes.
Just looked like snow. How come when he fell into antifreeze or whenever he got burned by something, you start to see, like blood and brains and shit like that in his head? I was just like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I really don't. It was so weird. And did you...
Like, it's almost like he had organs and shit now.
Yeah, like he was a real person in that suit.
Yeah, because first they were like, oh, it's just a soul that bonded with the molecules. Now all of a sudden, because at first when he was getting hit and shit like that, it was just snow. But at the end of the film, it started becoming more, like you said, like he was a real person in that suit. And I was like, wow, the continuity in this film really isn't holding up.
Mm-hmm. That's why...
Is this straight to DVD, by the way?
It had, yes. I don't see any box office numbers for it.
Okay, good. Because I'm about to say, if it got released in theater, then I'm like, damn.
What do you think the budget would have been for this?
About $5. Hey, cardboard was cheap back then, man. Come on.
Yeah, and that was obviously a very cheap suit the guy was wearing.
Yo, hell yeah, because I swear, in that fight scene where he was fighting them in the antifreeze truck, that shit had me staring hard. Cause I was like, wow, this scene is long, and it's drug out, and I don't think it should be this long, because you can tell that he is fighting cardboard right now.
It was
like,
funny.
The way he was holding it, it wasn't melting as if it was just snow. He was holding it like it was a long board or whatever. I was like, what the hell?
And then when the son had the arm, and it looked like he was like getting baptized... This movie is just like...
He's getting crucified by his Lord Savior.
This movie was out there.
It was out there in the Jesus sections of Lord. And you had to be down with the Lord in order to live through this.
Yeah, and then... Wait, the first death you already said was the old man just getting frozen, which we never saw. It was off screen. Then I think a teenager... Ish, he got decapitated by a sled, and he just laid there. He could have got up. He had time to get up.
And seen do you think a sled could do that too, by the way? Like, cut someone's head off like that?
It would have to be higher. It looked like one of those 19...
It was really low to the ground, right?
Yeah, it looked like a 1960s sled. And sleds now don't have those...
No, they don't.
They're flat, so... I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, because, like, when it moved, it literally could... I remember watching the movie. They would explain how to cut a man's head off or whatever. And it was like you'd have to keep grinding, get through the bone and stuff like that. And this sled wasn't even moving that fast, and Clint cut his head off like right away. I was like, wow. I don't know if they were doing that to be practical here, but that was a little extreme. You catch my drift?
Yeah, and there's. I've noticed so many goofs, like, right before he got his head cut off, you know, the kid's putting, which, how, why'd the kid need a puppet to know what to put on a snowman?
Really? That was fucking retarded, actually.
And if you notice the snowman, you can see the indentations on his chest where the buttons were gonna be.
Yeah, like you fucking needed a puppet to fucking know where to put these parts at, even though, like you said, the indentations was already there and shit, so all you have to do is put the damn, that kid was useless.
But that kid made oats with fucking antifreeze trying to kill his fucking dad.
Thank you, that's what I said. I remember when he said that, he was just like, when he threw the antifreeze on the snowman, I was like, wait a minute, why is that burning? And then he was just like, what did you put in? And he was like, I put antifreeze. I was like, you tried to feed that to someone? That would fucking destroy your insides up.
The dad should have got pissed, like, fuck, like, just take the kid.
Yeah, he should have been pissed. I was like waiting for him to say, son, I know you meant well, but you're a fucking moron. I can't believe you tried to feed me antifreeze. Like, why would your mother allow you to cook antifreeze?
Yeah, no, did they just give him free range to do whatever the fuck he wanted in the kitchen?
She was in the kitchen with him, too. I was just like, you know what this was? She wanted her son to kill her father so she could collect payment off of his death. That had to be it. You know, he was a cop. He was the sheriff of this little town. He must have had a nice little pension plan. And she wanted in on it. That's what it was. Because you barely see her in this movie, so she was kind of like plotting in the background.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the dad of the beheaded kid gets an axe shoved down his throat, which is, if you look at his body, it's impossible.
That's impossible, yes. I think they even tried to explain it in here, which was so funny about it, too.
I know, they're trying, it was like Mr. Wizard bullshit. Like, see the axe at this radius.
It was like, you'd have to twist and turn to get it down here, but someone used brute force. I'm like, I don't think even brute force would work that way.
No, because the axe head was straight, and that means the handle would have gone through the back of his neck. Mm-hmm. And it...
That was bullshit. Let's just say that.
Then the mom got... I don't know what the happened. How'd she die? She just...
I guess he just strangled her with some Christmas lights, and then, like, next thing you know, he made her eat a light bulb. Christmas ornament thing?
Yeah. Smashed her face into it with, and...
Bullshit.
Like, would that kill you?
There was a lot of things in here where you had the question, would that kill you?
The only one that really would kill was the boyfriend who got an icicle shot through his head.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, speaking of what killed you, what about Miss Elizabeth? What killed her? They show you how, like, her head was getting hit to that wall. Would that have killed you? You weren't even moving that fast or hard.
No, and then the camera angles they're used, you can see that the wall was hitting the freaking arm of the snowman. And she wasn't touching the wall.
And the wall wasn't, like, really a ceramic wall or anything like that. It would look like it was made. You know how some showers have that plastic covering on the inside?
Yeah.
That's what her shower looked like, too.
Yeah, that's...
So when he put her on the ground, and she, like, opened up her eyes, I was like, yeah, I figured that wouldn't kill you. But then she spilled the blood, I was like, okay, that's bullshit.
That's why, he's a snowman. He's in the tub. He's going to be cold, and she took a bath like it was warm water. So he can change the way he feels.
You know, I was going to say, so he had the power to change the temperature of water as well.
I guess. And then I thought, because assuming she got raped.
I thought it was, too. I thought he was going to take his little carrot nose, stick it at the bottom of his snow thing, and, like, you know, pretty much give it to her, which I don't blame him. I would do that too.
Yeah. And Shannon Elizabeth will get naked in American Pie, but she won't get naked in this?
I know. That was such a cocky. It was just like, okay, they're going to show. Okay. They didn't even show the toes. Like, they just showed the foot, the knee.
the neck. That's a finger. I was like, what the hell? Who shot this?
A 13-year-old boy?
You know what? Probably. I wonder if it's because it's a great R straight to TV or VHS movie. I wonder, do you have to hold back that time frame of a straight to VHS or whatever?
I don't, well, did 2000, it started going like, you know, a lot of TNA?
I don't know, I'm not sure, because, well, then again, all those other horror movies that came out like in the 80s and shit, they constantly showed
it. Yeah, that's why I just find this really weird that it's supposed to be a rated R movie, that they don't do that.
This was, this could have been, it could have had the Disney name on it. You still have been like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Disney would have made this fun.
Yeah, Disney would have made an entertaining movie, actually.
Yeah. What other deaths were there? The one cop got ran over.
Yeah, that was bullshit now. Come on.
Yeah, just the way he transformed and stuff was so corny. It really was, like, cartoonish.
Yeah, that whole run-over scene, that was a joke. I was like, okay, come on now.
And the act. Wow, the acting.
The acting was the best part.
Let's see, when they were standing outside the church, I believe. That was at a church? Were they going to put him in the boiler room? And he...
I think it was a church.
And then, you know, they're just...
City Town Hall.
Yeah, that's what it kind of looked like to me. And where was the mayor during all this?
He was also the sheriff.
Oh, yeah. He ran both.
Yeah, it was one of those small hick towns, so...
And the Snowminton, that was the town I believe it was called.
A made up bullshit out of town, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you're just screaming snow. Like, oh, you got Snowminton. Oh, that means snow. Idiots.
Fucking morons.
But they're standing there, like, you know, they're trying to, like, get him into the church. He does the whole Critters thing where he's a big snowball and busts through, and he goes, Jack, you left a 7-10 split. I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do remember. Then they pull out the hair dryer. I was like, God damn, this movie getting chummy.
And I don't know if you noticed, but I noticed this, but, like, the Agent Manners, he had no hat on before that scene. Then all of a sudden he puts his hat on when he's going to blow dry him, and that was, like, a big 3 seconds apart.
I didn't even pay attention to that, so no, I didn't notice that, actually.
I saw that. I'm like, when did he get his hat on? I'm like, it's just this movie.
So overall, what you're saying is this is a great movie, then.
For a kid.
I guess. I don't even know if for a kid anymore. I was watching this. I wasn't angry watching it. I didn't even want to say I was bored, because I think it went by so quickly that I didn't even mind it that much. But then, I think the more Jack Frost came into the picture, I thought the more weaker it got.
Because it got corny.
Yeah. It's too fucking corny.
I'm kind of with you on that one. It really got weird. And yeah. It kind of like, you didn't know what was... You kind of seemed like they didn't know what to do. They just kept going on. Like, they didn't really know how to end it.
And it wasn't really no, like, mystery. I don't think the mystery was hammed up really that well. And the mystery gets dialed. It almost seems like there was a mystery part to it to find out who this killer is. And then Jack Frost himself said, fuck the mystery. I'm just going to appear in front of everyone right now.
Yeah. And oh, the like whole Picasso thing where he got blown up in the police station.
Okay, that was retarded. that was fucking... I was just like, why don't y'all go over there and kick him down a hill right now?
Kick him down
a hill? Like, why wait for him to reform himself? Like, and then they're talking about, oh, he's pissed off. Man, I'm just like, he's about a foot tall right now. I don't think he can really do shit.
Then he got hit by a truck, and he does the line that it's always like, I can see your house from here.
Oh, yeah. He said that shit when he was in mid-air, too, and I was just like, somebody put some fucking tape over my... And then, what did he say when he landed, too? Who caught the number on that truck that hit me or whatever? I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's, I think, towards... I think after the last kill, that's when it got really corny.
Yeah, because Jack Frost was talking more. Or then, even the scene where he was stabbing the cop, what's the goddamn name? I forgot his name now. Sam?
Yeah.
What was he fucking saying?
He goes, oh, I hear flesh. All right, it's poking through flesh. Was he getting a hard on? Is that what that was?
It sounded like he was getting a boner, dude. He was getting turned on by that shit. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you saw how long it took for him just to puncture a wound and shit?
Yeah, it had to go through his jacket.
But my thing about that was, okay, he's a snowman. Just push him off of you. And obviously he couldn't do it, but as soon as that truck pulled up, he was able to lift him up with ease.
Yeah.
And then he walked away from that wound like it was nothing.
That's why this movie did the whole Freddy Krueger thing, you know, creepy scenario at the beginning, and then it just gets to, like, after part three, it gets corny and comedic.
But I completely agree with you on that one. The difference between that, though, is at least Freddy is cool and likable and has great one-liners to keep it going in some parts.
Do you think that's what they're trying to do with this?
Trying to rip off a... Trying to make a serious villain comedic?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it failed on every part.
Oh, yes, it failed.
It felt like they were holding back.
Yeah, it failed big time.
And plus, his lines, like you said, they were just fucking cliche lines and shit like that. Like, hey, I can see your house from here. That's not funny, actually.
No, that's a common joke in all those situations.
That's a common kid joke for us now.
Yes. And
like what adult do you know says that though?
None. No
Thank
one.
You. I don't know any fucking adult that says that.
That's even that whole okay. He said to get him to chase him. He goes, "What's the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman? No balls."
Oh yeah. I remember I looked at my fiance when he said that. I just looked at him and said, "Wow, did he really just say that?"
And he's supposed to be this. He's supposed to be this, you know, serious sheriff.
Yeah.
And he's doing these fucking jokes.
Bad jokes at that.
That's why I can't, I really...
Snowman and a snow woman.
That's why I really can't take this movie seriously.
He does come in there as a serious sheriff or whatever. He plays everything serious. The whole Jack Frost murder thing to him is serious. Matter of fact, he has nightmares about it and shit.
Yeah, it's pretty much. I mean, what was the point of the beginning of the storytelling?
The whole thing of so the whole plot mainly, at least what the plot was supposed to be, is Jack Frost getting revenge on him and his family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever feel that once in this film?
No. Well, he did say he's gonna take out the town.
I know, but the way we kept following the lead character is he's gonna get revenge on him.
Yeah,
and I mean, there was even that sign in the police department. Remember, any means necessary, I will get you.
Yeah, and did he
I never
really
once felt like his motivation was just to kill this officer or his family or anything like that? I just felt like he was just a fucked up individual trying to murder anyone in his way.
Yeah, and did he really go after the sheriff besides the end?
No, thank you. And how many times was he in front of his house and never once fucked with him at all or anything like that?
And how did no one notice that the snowman obviously vanished from their house?
Magic.
Yeah. Is this like the cartoon? He needs a hat? I'm surprised he didn't have a hat on in this movie.
He needed a hat and a scarf. Oh, he had a scarf at the end.
Yeah, he stole it from the old guy. He axed him.
I like when the female officer, she picks up the scarf, whatever, and he rises up, and he's just like, oh, thank you, dawg. It's like, why did he pick now to rise? Like, why
her.
Did he pick this time to reveal himself? Usually, because he's usually a silent killer. He takes on, like most killers do, they take on one person at a time.
Her.
He decided to kill himself in front of four cops.
You've seen Creepshow, right?
Yes, sir.
You know the part where the thing's underneath the stairs?
Yeah.
Was she her?
Oh, wait, yeah. That's a good point.
She looked exactly like her.
It could have been, because you know what? She looked familiar, too. She looked like she's been in a lot of these kind of films.
Yeah, but she looked exactly like her. That's why I'm going to look it up. I could be wrong. I think that could be Adrienne Balboa, but I could be still wrong, but I'm checking it out. She was in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Her voice was.
Oh, yeah.
Her name's Marcia Clark.
Marcia Clark. Yeah, this is up there with the Gingerbread Man.
It had Gary Busey's voice, yeah.
Yeah, evil never tastes so good. Remember that?
God damn it. Surprised we didn't pick that one.
That movie was a classic. It was also another comedy and fantasy, and he didn't end up in words, but an evil gingerbread man. We'll probably watch that around Christmas.
Yeah, we could. Like this. Yeah. This could have been a Christmas movie.
Yeah, we could have picked this as a Christmas horror movie, whatever. Christmas and Halloween match it so well together, it's not even funny.
Santa's sleigh?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Black Christmas? Silent Night, Deadly Black Night? Passion of the Christ?
Zero Dark 30? Yeah.
Wait, what?
12 Years a Slave? Yeah, I get you.
It's got some Christmas and Halloween tendencies in it.
Yeah, it does. It's got Christmas of its freedom, Halloween of his being bought out. So yeah, there you go. what do you give Jack Frost?
So I can give two ratings for this one. As a kid, this would be like a 3-star movie. But as an adult, I'm going to be like 1.5.
As an adult?
As an adult.
I don't know, because I don't have any harsh feelings towards them. I don't know why I don't, because it's fucking pretty bad. But maybe I don't think I was ever bored, to be honest, too, because I guess since I knew this movie growing up, I was just trying to remember where the parts go and stuff. But I'm not gonna lie, I have no intentions of ever watching this again. It was kind of ridiculous in some parts. I mean, talk about rated R, man. Usually it's the straight to DVD, VHS, or the video movies. The rated R ones are usually the most all out hardcore ones, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. Usually they're supposed to be balls to the wall.
Yeah, and this shit was tame as fuck. As if it was trying to please a certain mill of audience. I'm just like, you do realize you straight the TV, right? So it's it doesn't fucking matter. I mean, so, yeah, it's getting a fucking for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. The movie doesn't really bother me. It's just kind of there, and there's, like, the forced comedy to keep it relevant.
Yeah. Were those jokes that high in the late 90s?
Not really.
I mean, to be honest, I never really saw them as jokes, and to put those as the killer's one-liners, I was just like, you know,
and okay. how did he all of a sudden, like, put, like, all the snowman shit into that stone guy and make him walk?
Magic.
Magic?
Magic. Yeah, that solves everything. Magic.
Mm.
It's Jack Frost. Are you going to question Jack Frost?
No. No.
This snows in your area, so you better watch out. You might come looking for you.
I'll bring it. I got a hair dryer. I got hair dryer and some antifreeze cookies or whatever the fuck it is.
He's like, I got a hair dryer. I got a heat lamp over there. I'm like, I think I'm fine.
Well, he said one. What it wasn't on? He says, don't eat yellow snow.
Okay, JG. Yeah, this is getting fucking for me. Yeah, that was fucking bad.
This is 1.5 stars for me.
So if Jack Frost comes for you, then I guess Pinocchio's coming for me then, right?
As you shower.
Yeah, as I shower or whatever, and then he's going to be really seeing me jerk off in the shower. He's going to be like, oh, God! He's gonna run out the motherfucker. He's gonna be like, oh, he's gonna call 911 and say, 911, you're not gonna believe this, but I'm a dog that just came to life and I seen some fucked up shit.
Like,
I would rate Pinocchio.
Between Pinocchio's Revenge and Jack Frost, which one was worse?
You know what? I gave Pinocchio Revenge the same rating. I think Pinocchio's Revenge was a little bit more interesting.
Because
the story at the beginning.
This one had a little interesting story too at the beginning.
Yeah, but the actor playing it wasn't great. That's why. He didn't have to be great, but the way he was just playing it was just like, oh, okay. So the story is kind of cartoonish in a way. The guy that they had in Pinocchio's Revenge, I thought he was playing it pretty good as far as like being this homicidal, crazy looking guy who may have been innocent. I thought his background was interesting. Here, I didn't really find that interesting. And then when you see the flashback of, like you said, that 1970s era when you arrested him, I was like, man, you know, a scene like that when you go back to arresting supposedly the most homicidal killer in your city, they should have had him in like a burying some kids or something in those woods he was in or something like that. Like, but he was literally just standing there and got on his knees and put his hand on his shirt and just said, I'll get you back. I'm just like, I don't even know what he's arresting me for, to be honest.
Yeah, he was taking a piss.
Yeah, that's what it looked like, right? He's taking a piss in the woods or whatever, and now everybody called him a homicidal killer. Like, maybe they were insinuating that he was probably burying someone down there, but I'm just like, there really was no dialogue. No, like, the dialogue exchange between him and the officer wasn't that great, so.
Yeah, I need your license registration. There's some move to his car, but stay away from the car. He said it straight up. He goes, yeah. What do you want me to do?
I want you to get on your knees and blow me.
God damn it.
Just put Mel Gibson in all these. What do you want me to do, officer? I want you to get on your fucking knees and blow me.
Gary Busey would have been a good snowman.
Steve Buscemi would have been a great cop.
He would have, yeah. They just...
His fucked up eyes and shit, they definitely would have sold this snowman coming to life. Nobody wants to have ever... The only guy that actually sold the look of, like, what was out there was that guy they had locked up in jail.
Oh, the guy that said everything was 20% off?
Yeah. Because everybody else, when they saw him come to life, they were just like, oh, what is that? What are you thinking? It's just like, man, their reaction to this is like... Like, they need to have, like, Buzz Aldrin from Transformers 3 in there and just looking at him like, wow, because that motherfucker sold that Optimus was real or something like that, the way he was looking at him. I was like, damn.
did the snowman look bigger to other people than some others?
Than to us?
Yeah, because it looked like, for the cop that got ran over, he looked like the snowman was small. But to, like, the guy that got axed, he was like a giant.
He was a fucking giant. Maybe, I'm assuming that he has the power of, like, decreasing his size because he's around snow, I guess. I don't know. Because like I said before, he couldn't even fit in that fucking cop car the way he sledged that axe down that guy's throat. So, I don't know. Maybe he can generate his body to whatever size he prefers.
Yeah.
I don't think they really did a really that good of a job exploring his power, to be honest.
Yeah. I agree with you. I'm kind of wanting to drop the rating
the
for this movie.
Ice thing? I thought the ice thing was cool, but they only did that really once.
And it's like he knew it, but he didn't, because the way he acted, like, oh, look at that. Yeah. But why'd he put his arm out like that?
His hands look so fucking fake, too. It's not even
What? I love the tease for that, though, when he was chiseling the ice in the refrigerator, and it made it believe that the ice in there was a snowman and he was going to drink it. That would have been cool.
Actually, you know what? That would have been cool, too. Had he drunk it, and then spikes would have popped out of his body and shit.
Oh, yeah. They missed the boat. They missed the boat on that one.
You know, I actually thought that was going to happen when I first saw that. When I was watching it this morning, I was looking. I was like, oh, I think I do remember this scene. I think he drinks it, and then next thing you know, like, the ice, like, explodes inside of him or some shit like that. That's going to be cool. And then when he just popped up through the door, I was just like, oh. Damn, I was like, I must have remembered a whole different movie in my head then or something, because... Nothing I'm predicting is happening.
Yeah, and I thought that would have been really cool if they did that.
Now, obviously, we probably have more vivid imaginations than this piece of shit.
Yeah, there was no really special effects, really.
No, there was really nothing. I mean, once again, I can go back to that. I didn't really hate the movie, but I didn't really find anything that special of it. And I think I envisioned a different movie in my head from when I first watched this when I was growing up. So
mm-hmm.
I think it was definitely one of those. Because when rewatching, I was just like, wow, this is really uninteresting, to be honest.
Yeah, well, as a kid, your mind's doing other stuff with you. And,
well,
you know,
it goes back to one of those things, because I like these concepts. I think I said last week, I like these concepts where you take a character we all know, whatever, and turn him into something he's not. Like, everybody knows, like, I go crazy over Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. I don't even think it's a good movie, but I like what they do with Abraham Lincoln, and so I find it to be fucking ridiculous and funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hey, I like concepts like that, but when you, at least I thought he was interesting, because the whole axe wielding thing, I was like, that's pretty cool, and the fighting style user. But in here, I don't think they really did anything with Jack Frost where it kind of blew my mind. I was just like, oh, okay, well, that's uninteresting. And there's so many perks that they could have took this Jack Frost into that I don't think they just did.
Yeah.
But, so, 1.5 and a fucking, so.
I kind of want to drop that. I kind of want to drop my rating a little bit.
Christmas movie for your family.
I want to drop my rating a bit, maybe.
Are you dropping it to a 1 now?
Maybe a half.
Let me ask you this. You ever plan on showing this to anyone, watching it with someone? Or?
No.
No. It's like I can watch a better movie than this. Hey, when you picked this movie, did you think it was going to be better?
No.
No?
No, I thought we like to do bad movies because they're fun to rip apart, and this is a really bad movie to rip apart.
So you remember this movie from when you first watched it then, huh?
Yes, I remember. I think I saw it on Showtime, I believe, when I was a kid.
Oh, wow. So that was the last time you saw it, was when you was a kid?
Yeah, it's like the second time I've seen it.
Okay, I think I've only saw it like twice, too. This might be my third time.
But it's,
maybe the sequel's better.
I want to see it just to see how stupid it is.
Yeah, maybe we'll get around that to Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when
okay.
When we do our Christmas poll or whatever, we put that one in there. How about that?
Okay. Oh, holiday-themed movies.
What was the Christmas movie last year, by the way? You remember?
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Was it Nightmare Before Christmas? Okay, yeah, that's right. I forgot we did that for Christmas. I thought we did that for Halloween. But
nope.
I forgot we do the Halloween franchise for that. So
yeah.
Nightmare Before Christmas, that is right. Think you can come up with five more Christmas choices this year? I don't even know. I think we used up all the Christmas movies last year.
I think I could. Yeah.
I gotta look that up now. I was like, yeah, I don't even know that many Christmas movies. Let's get some questions now, man.
All right.
Questions. Ollie, she says, where would you place Disney's Pinocchio on your all-time favorite Disney film?
The cartoon.
Yeah, she said the Disney one. Yeah.
Pinocchio
for the Disney one. I actually rewatched it after we got done. Well, not after we got done, but during that same day or whatever we watched it. I was like, this is a really fucking cool concept story here. I actually liked it a lot.
Animation, I'd say it's top 10.
Yeah. Hell, I could even put it in my top 5, to be honest.
I mean, well, with nowadays, like with now, their animation's a lot different. I'll break it down. Like old style, like, you know, the 30s, 40s animation, I would say it's definitely like top 2. I would say Cinderella, because I actually like their animation on that one.
You know who had beautiful animation, but the story wasn't all that great as far as it was a Sleeping Beauty, man.
Yeah, that looked really bad. When was Fantasia? Fucking... When did Fantasia come out?
Actually, I forgot when that came.
Because Fantasia was...
Sleeping Beauty has some gorgeous-looking animation. And I like the movie. I think it's fine, whatever. But I'm not really, like, that big into it. It's, like, not even close to one of my favorite Disney films or whatever. But the animation in it, man, the style and choices and everything they put for
mm-hmm.
it, like, it looks fucking incredible, to be honest.
Yeah, and, like, Fantasia is probably my favorite of the older style Disney animation. But Pinocchio is definitely second.
Also, Fantasia is your favorite Disney movie?
Yeah, that came out in 1940, and
goddamn,
Fantasia, when Mickey's doing the whole broom thing, that's so awesome.
Man, that broom thing was amazing, man.
I wish they could do that and real. I think they did that in that Sorcerer's Apprentice movie they tried to do.
I was about to say, they did that in Sorcerer's Apprentice with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Which is totally different, but...
I actually like Nicolas Cage in that movie.
I actually did like that movie.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. The only problem I have with that movie, if I'm mistaken, is the main actor. I just find him annoying.
Oh, Jay something?
Bruce Hill, whatever his name is.
I like them. I like him.
Yeah, that guy is fucking a whiny little bitch. You know what I mean? I hate that guy. How did he become an actor? When I saw him, I was like, how did he become an actor? I just want to know that, right?
Look who his friends are.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when you got friends like Seth Rogen and shit, you're pretty much gold. But actually, I didn't mind that. That was a Disney film too, right?
Yeah.
The Disney Sorcerer's Apprentice, and who would have thought Nicolas Cage was good? Pinocchio, man. My favorite Disney movies are. Easily, you got Mulan, Aladdin,
Lion King.
Lion King's not in my favorite, but I do like that one because
I based it based on like older animation, like back in like before pre-50s. That's and then post-50s. That's how I broke it down. Pinocchio's definitely top 10 overall.
I even like Disney new stuff, like Tangled or Frozen too.
Oh yeah, Tangled's amazing. Tangled's good. At the movie, that's good too.
Actually, I was actually shocked. I was like, "Oh, Disney probably don't have what they have." But Tangled was actually pretty good, and that was the first time they made—well, not even the first time, but the first time in a long time—that they made the main female character as an animated. She looked fucking hot, and when she got her hair cut off, I was like, "Damn, she looked even hotter."
Yeah. Oh, wait, you're talking about in Tangled?
Yeah, herself, Rapunzel.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Frozen. I never seen Frozen, so I don't.
Hey. Them too. Hey, when she transformed her dress into that ice crystal gown or whatever and rubbed her hair, I was like, I better move up to the back now for some kids. See me getting a boner up in here.
Mommy, what's that? Like, what's that daddy doing? What's that guy doing?
What's that guy doing? Yeah, I'm letting it go, all right. Yeah. That's not right. This is a kid's movie. Oh, yeah, you know, Frozen actually broke that ground to, of saying, hey, not every woman needs a man in their life, you know, sometimes just the love of their family. So I like that Disney is still putting it out there. I personally think that Disney is one of the best studios out there as far as just making entertaining films.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've seen a product from Disney as far as animation goes, and most of their, and all their Marvel stuff too as well, and whatever else they do. I don't think I've ever really looked down upon it. Like the last thing I didn't like from them was the Lone Ranger.
Wait, the Johnny Depp movie?
Yeah, the Johnny Depp movie.
That movie's like 6 hours long.
I know that movie is fucking long as shit.
I think it's longer than Wolf on Wall Street.
Yeah, it is. It was going against Wolf on Wall Street.
It's Disney's Wolf. Yeah. Huh.
So yeah, Pinocchio, man, I have. It's in my top 5, I would say that.
Yeah, it's definitely top 10, but there's so many, like, other ones that, you know, you can't really deny that how awesome they are.
Yeah, because, like I said, even though I don't really care about the story for Sleeping Beauty, I love the animation.
Sleeping Beauty?
Just the animation alone, it has the potential of being, like, my number 4 or something like that.
Sleeping Beauty?
Sleeping Beauty, yeah, that's right, Sleeping Beauty.
That's her next
movie. Actually, a lot of animators has gotten their style from that movie, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that movie did, Snow White, too. Snow White was pretty good. And Beauty and the Beast, too. I like Beauty
and
the
Beast. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
I rewatched that the other day on ABC Family or whatever. I was like, damn, man, this movie's not... I was like, it's not that bad, actually. I like a lot.
But now...
I have all these movies on VHS, too.
Yeah, the old style Disney movies are all time true classics. It's just Sleeping Beauty is probably the worst.
Would you ever think that Frozen would have been this phenomenon like it was?
No. It's really hard to tell with Disney movies. You think everyone's going to be that phenomenon, but some they are at the cusp, but they don't really break through. But Frozen just destroyed it.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's... I think it passed Iron Man 3, right? It's the number 3...
of all time?
Number 4 highest grossing film, right?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Let me look. Domestically, Frozen.
Yeah, because I think worldwide it beat Iron Man 3 finally over.
Frozen's
So Disney had.
19.
What was that?
Frozen's 19 domestically, but worldwide, which could be different because Frozen's 5.
Oh, so it pushed out Iron Man 3 then.
Yeah, it's right below. It's like 7 million, or it's like maybe 70 million below Deathly Hallows Part 2.
And Avengers is number 3, number 2 Titanic, number 1 Avatar, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, man. What's his name? Goddamn James Cameron, man. He better step his game up. That rat is like, I'm coming for you, goddamn.
He's got the cartoons and he's got Marvel with him. And
Oh,
Star
man,
Wars.
Joe. I'm telling you, man, 2015, the year of the rat. He's got Star Wars, he's got Avengers 2, and he's got another Disney animated film coming out, man. I'm telling you're the rat. You better watch this motherfucker. He's coming up, Joe.
Wonder if it is the year of the rant, Chinese years.
Yeah, it probably is. No, but Disney, definitely, man, one of the best companies ever. I mean, everybody say, oh, they spent so much money buying Lucas and then Marvel and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, but now it's benefiting for them. I mean, look at this shit.
Yeah, Lucas couldn't do what Disney's gonna do for Star Wars. Make it better, probably, I don't know.
I was talking to a guy the other day, and he was telling me he was excited for the new Star Wars film. And I told him, I said, yeah, I wasn't really that big of a fan of Star Wars, but I will say I'm looking forward to this new Star Wars because I know a lot of people saying, oh, Disney's going to downgrade Star. I'm like, Star Wars is already fucking downgrade. What the fuck are you talking about? I think Disney has the potential of making this one of the best Star Wars movies ever, to be honest.
No, we just gotta wait till what, Christmas of next year?
Is it Christmas next year?
I think they pushed to the Christmas air time, not summer.
Okay. I knew it was one of those holidays. It was like no Thanksgiving or Christmas. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, but you're right. It's the year of the rat next year.
Yeah, I mean, because the same studio worked on Guardians of the Galaxy, and that was one of the funnest space movies I've seen in a long time. Just imagine what they can do with an actual real space movie like Star Wars is. I'm just like, yeah, I have faith in Disney of making this pretty fucking fun, actually. I think this is going to be exciting. And for someone like me who don't care about either of the six movies, I think this will be a nice way to reinvigorate the franchise.
And you're kind of hoping J.J. Abrams does his little, he has the way he did with Star Trek, had that feel to it.
I'm hoping he does better than that because I didn't like the Star Trek movie.
I never seen Into the Darkness, but I really like the first one.
You can watch In the Darkness on Netflix, I believe, now.
Yes, sir. I just don't have like 3 hours to.
That one was such a rip-off of Wrath of Khan, it's not even funny.
Well, I suppose too, I think.
Well, plus, J.J. Abrams, he said it himself, he doesn't give a shit about Star Trek, so.
Oh.
I mean, he's pretty much come out and say, the only reason why I took this job is because I never thought that they would be remaking Star Wars or starting it over or something like that. Now that they're actually doing that, fuck Star Trek, so.
Yeah, you're right.
Alex, he says, I'm with you guys. These killer doll or puppet films are ridiculous. What are some of the cliches in these films that bother you?
When the dolls get on someone's back and it's like a struggle.
Damn, you stole my answer, dude. I was about to say, shit. We see that in how many of these fucking movies, man, with the doll?
Everyone.
Like, first of all, the people are creeped out by the doll, and it's just like, okay, come on now. You can only have so many hiding places in your house for this to happen. Like, I'm sick of the doll hiding under the couch. It's like, how many people have couches where there's room enough for you to hide under? And you can't see them and shit.
Did
Like,
they
the
do that in
doll goes under
Annabelle?
my plates. What was that?
Did they do that in Annabelle?
They did it with a door. I
Okay.
think they did do that too. Annabelle the doll never moves. That's the problem.
Oh, okay. So it's just a figment, like it's just a figment.
Yeah, the doll just sits there all fucking day. It doesn't do a goddamn thing. That fucking lazy bitch.
Based on a true story.
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, so based on a true story, at the end of the movie, they say this doll is possessed, yet they put the bitch up for sale. I'm like, that don't make any goddamn sense. Why don't you burn the fucking doll? That movie pissed me off, actually, in so many ways. Not even funny. That movie pissed me off. I was mad. I was mad. I was angry walking out of this bitch. I was like, fuck you, Annabelle. You fucking bitch, you.
No.
Yeah, that's one of the main cliches. The doll is beating the fuck out of a human being. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's Willer ones though.
I would hang that doll over my balcony.
Like in 12 Years a Slave.
Goddamn right. Or in Fury. When they were hanging Nazis.
Oh, and okay, I thought you said in Fury, like, okay, Fury, the movie. Okay, I thought there was another movie called In Fury.
No, the Brad Pitt one that just came out. They were hanging German people and shit. I was like, God damn.
I think that was. I haven't seen it yet, but it just looks like a new version of Inglourious Basterds.
No, it looks like the better version of Inglourious Basterds.
Okay, without the Tarantino
Yeah, it wasn't a cartoon.
vibe.
Because I went back and rewatched Inglourious Basterds, and I was like, this movie is kind of a fucking joke, actually.
I can't think of other cliches that they do. They always try to, like, the doll slowly turns its head.
Oh, I got a cliche I hate. The doll, and you see this in every one of them. The doll only befriends one person, and then he starts to kill people, and that one person starts to tell people, and nobody believes him. And then for some reason, the doll just comes to life in front of everyone. I'm just like, all right, man, I don't even know why you're going with this mystery of dragging this out. Just go ahead and reveal yourself at the beginning and just start murdering people. I mean, there's no real reason for you. I mean, we've seen it in Chucky, we've seen it in Pinocchio's Revenge. Well, we don't know what the fuck was going on in Pinocchio's Revenge, to be honest.
It's true.
I'm still confused about that. I'm like, hey, is it a doll real now, or what was it?
Don't think the filmmakers even know what
Oh,
the
okay,
hell is going
cool. Yeah, I'm getting sick of that cliche where it's just like, ah, everybody thinks I'm crazy, but the doll is alive! I'm just like, okay.
it's always a kid.
Yeah, always a kid.
And the funny is that the little kid in Pinocchio's Revenge is probably the best actor out of all.
Yeah, he was the cutest too. That boy that they had, Andy in
Oh,
Child's
I
Play,
hated
that
that
kid was
kid.
fucking annoying.
I hated that kid, especially in part two. I hated him.
Oh, fuck yeah, I hated him. I hated him in part two. Part one, he was just trying to, he was like a fucking, he's like an idiot savant or something like that. He was fucking retarded or something. He's getting on my nerves.
But yeah, there's like so many cliches you can't even think of them, but you see them in every one of these movies.
Yeah, because they're all the same thing, really.
Yeah.
Lincoln, he says, will you guys be doing another Christmas show just like your Halloween show?
Yes.
Yeah, funny enough, we just talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, probably, what, you pick three, I pick three, or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe we'll go five.
Yeah. We gotta
I
do a
don't know. Maybe we'll go
Thanksgiving one.
three or five. I don't know.
Is there Thanksgiving movies?
Freebirds, yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Thanks
Oh wait, that Robert Downey Jr. movie, Home for the Holidays.
yeah, or Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special, I guess. I don't know.
The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
I don't know too many Thanksgiving movies.
No.
You should do the Columbus Day special.
I don't know what movie is about Columbus.
Any movie where a man rapes another person and steals his land, I guess.
Oh, so you want to do like an Indian movie?
Pretty much, yeah, there you go.
Like Geronimo.
There you go. That fits the description very well.
Fitz Columbus. Or a Chris. Or a Chris, we did a Chris Columbus movie before. In honor of Christopher Columbus Day, we're doing a Chris Columbus movie.
You're not seeing too many movies this year, huh?
No, I have had time.
I like last year.
Yeah, when I had time to, this time I've been filming Night of the Living Dead all summer.
was saying, most of the fucking time you'd be seeing these goddamn movies that's coming out right now.
I know, there's so many movies I want to see right now.
Can you name five you want to see right now for a bit?
Gone Girl, Judge. I kind of want to see Best of Me. I don't know why. It just kind of says yes. Fury. And I definitely want to see Birdman, but that's not playing anywhere near me.
Yeah, you probably get that on VOD soon.
Yeah. Horns. Horns I want to see too, and it is on VOD.
Yeah, that was on VOD as well. I was thinking of watching it the other day, but it was kind of getting negative reviews. But now it's kind of like middle of the road reviews, so I'm just kind of like, oh, I'll just wait till the movie gets its full wide release. So when all the reviews are finished, I get
Oh, wait.
it.
There's another movie, Dear White People.
Oh, Dear White. Yeah, that came out this week too.
Yeah, that's I kind of wanted to see that when I saw it because I like Dennis Haysbert in it.
Man, it's got great reviews on it. I think it's at, if I'm not mistaken, it's at 97%.
Damn.
Actually, you know what? I was supposed to go see that too. I forgot that even came out. Oh well, got shit to do today, so.
Yeah.
That's the problem with those limited films. When you don't get screens for them, you gotta find the time to go see them, and you gotta catch them before they're out of theater. But thank God for VOD nowadays. So if it
But
does get out of theater quick, it goes straight to VOD. So.
what's awesome is that Birdman was only in four theaters and made a $415,000.
I was saying that to Cody last week about that Nas documentary movie, the music documentary review that I did. That movie only got released in two theaters and made over $130,000.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny that like Nas hasn't really been relevant in music for a while.
He's been relevant enough. I wouldn't say
Well, he
not enough.
doesn't like come out with like new songs or.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, a new album came out last year.
Oh, was it successful? Oh.
They were saying it was one of the best albums to come out for hip hop last year.
Oh, that's actually a huge honor.
He also the year before that he had an album come out with Damian Marley. No one really heard of that one.
No.
But I love that album though. Most of the money they made for it, that's why I think they sent it to Africa or whatever.
Real, are you being serious?
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
all the proceeds went to Africa and shit like that because it was mainly a. It's kind of like an African album, like a world African album. So I love that album. So yeah, that was good. It was Time is Illmatic too. I thought that was, actually, I was shocked on how good that documentary was. Actually, it might make my top 10-year list.
Yeah, I gotta see a lot of movies just to see a top 10 list. Transformers gonna be my top 10 list just because I haven't seen 10 movies.
I know you saw all the bad ones this year.
No, I saw the big blockbuster ones this year.
Oh well, the blockbusters were some of the biggest hits this year. I mean, the blockbusters this year was pretty goddamn good. Let's say, well, at least. I mean, compared to last year, this summer was very 20 times better than what last year delivered.
Yeah, what was the big movie last year in the summer?
Iron Man 3.
Yeah. And that was good. That was good.
Yeah, I think that was the only one that was good. No, we had World War Z too.
Two Guns, but that wasn't a blockbuster.
No. There was Iron Man 3, World War Z, Pacific Rim, Man of Steel came out.
Let's just forget about that one.
Yeah, we'll never forget about that. What are you talking about? That is movie spoilers history right there. Man of Steel, man. God, I know there's another one too, but this year, I think this year, I just recently, because I just bought it, I bought it tomorrow last week, but I just now got around to watching it with a girlfriend last night. And that movie is fucking, it's fucking a blast, man. That movie,
Even, yeah.
I never had so much fun watching a movie like that, man, until watching that. It was so much fucking fun watching it.
I know, and I think it just barely got over 100 million. So I'm like, all right, cool, that's awesome.
That's fucking disappointing too. That's
But it's
really
cool that
sad.
it got it, though. It would have been very disappointing if it didn't.
Yeah, but it still didn't get its budget, so.
No, but I think it could be. I think Cruise or even Blunt could nominate it for something.
I don't think they get nominated for shit.
It could get nominated for special effects.
That movie's gonna get forgotten. Come on around. Shit, it's already forgotten.
Yeah, because they changed the name title of it.
Yeah. It'll probably win special effects. Special effects ain't shit. I mean, fucking Pacific Rim was nominated for special effects. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
So that's not shit.
Well, I would say, because you're saying about the summer, though, because you had Guardians, which obviously was the shit.
Yeah.
X-Men was pretty decent.
Yeah.
Spider-Man was just shit. Godzilla was shit.
The
Turtles was
three shits of
average.
the year for the summer this year was Transformers, Spider-Man, and Godzilla.
Yeah, Lucy. I thought you said you hated Lucy too.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was fine. I thought it was whatever, but I was like, it's nothing that it's memorable. Nothing going back to worth watching to see. I like Scarlett Johansson in the movie, but other than that, it was whatever.
Yeah.
I give it a low stream, man.
Turtles was I see Turtles was average. It's like you can hate it, but you can like it too.
Yeah, it was about 50-50. It was middle of the road.
Yeah, it was best acting work Megan Fox done in a long time.
Did you see the Turtles?
I seen Turtles, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I hated Megan Fox. Remember, I hated all the human characters, but I liked the turtle.
I like Fichtner.
Yeah, I didn't even like Fichtner in some parts.
Yeah, but I'm with you. Transformers, Spider-Man, Godzilla were shit, but Guardians and Edge of Tomorrow are probably the two best movies of the summer.
Shit, some couldn't even question the year.
Edge of, yeah, it's a toss-up when it comes to one to two so far for movies I've seen.
I mean, for someone that has seen a lot more this year, I could say Edge of Tomorrow and Guardians left the most memorable impression on me.
I would even say Equalizer too.
Oh, Equalizer. Well, shit, whenever Denzel's hanging somebody, you know, and staring them in the eye.
You will die now.
If that don't send chills down your spine, then I don't know what will.
Yeah, I mean,
After watching that movie, can't you agree? He would have been a badass Lex Luthor.
yes, but it'd be racist to not have him in there.
Man, that would have been fucking amazing. Man, no, everybody would have been like, Superman, who? This is Lex Luthor right here. I mean, come on.
You would be rooting for Denzel to
Goddamn right I would. I'd be like, fuck yeah, Denzel, hand it to him. Give it to him just one time for me. Denzel's one of the best actors ever. I mean, shit, badass Nikolai. So overall, it's been a good summer. I like the summer.
Yeah, it's
That's
been.
why next year, man, it has the potential of being the biggest disappointing year ever or the greatest year of movies of all time.
Yeah.
All the mega hits are coming out next year, man. All the mega hits.
Oh, it's gonna be. Oh, you're gonna just have like a. You're gonna see so many movies in a week.
I know.
You might as well just move into a theater.
I know, and the thing about it is they're all gonna be blockbusters too, bro. Like all of them's gonna be like huge hits and shit.
From what I'm looking at the release calendar, which can change, you know, from
Yeah.
now to then, but you could see, like, you might not see, besides Avengers, you might not see a movie that win box office award or win box office back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think it has the potential of doing any of that because you got Avengers, Ant-Man,
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. I know Disney has an animated film coming out. Goddamn, there's another some other shit coming out too. Well, Star Wars coming out. I know there's some other shit. I think oh, The Hunger Games, the last one's coming out too.
Fast 7.
What was that?
Fast 7, Mad
Fast.
Max.
Oh yeah, that's right. I think Fast 7 kicks it off, right? Because that comes out in February or March, right?
Fast 7 comes out in April.
Oh, in April, yeah. So I think that one might be kicking it off. I mean, there's gonna be a lot of sequels and reboots come next year. So,
Mad
and a lot of big
Max.
properties.
Terminator.
That's right, people. Terminator.
Fantastic Four.
I forgot about that one. Yeah, that comes out as well.
Insidious 3.
Okay, we can just stop right there and get to the back up
Well, you can throw Ted 2 in there too.
now. Yeah, too. Forgot about that one as well.
Entourage movie, you know.
Mark Wahlberg directing that.
No, Seth MacFarlane. Mark Wahlberg's in it, yeah. But Mila Kunis isn't though.
Hey man, I got one more question here from Daryl.
Daryl.
He says, "What do you guys plan on doing for Halloween this year?"
It's a Friday. I don't know.
You know, I don't know neither. I was thinking of doing a Halloween party at my place or whatever, but I was like, I'm kind of last minute right now, so.
You got a little over 2 weeks, or a little over a week.
Don't have any time to put that shit together because I'm working on this shit too, so.
I know both of my movies are going to be on Indie Horror TV that night.
On Halloween night?
Yeah.
Are you having a special screener in a theater or something like that, or no?
No, it's on Indie Horror TV. It's an internet TV show. No, the theater is this Friday.
Plan on having a party on Halloween or something,
I
or
don't know. It's like too early. I mean, I got invited to some stuff, but yeah, I don't know what's going on yet.
yeah, I got invited to some stuff too, but I kind of wanted to do something different this year, but I don't really know. I mean, this and plus I wanted to do this costume, but some bitch trying to get it together, so it's not really working out for me.
Do you want to say what it is?
Every time I want to do a costume, it always never works out for me or whatever and shit, because I always wait till the last minute. I'm so fucking busy or whatever, but.
Is it Ebola?
Man, it's hard to get some of that around here, too. I need to go to Texas or something to get it.
Well, Ohio.
Oh, okay, I gotta go to Ohio. You know, I wanted some of your green water first.
I think think it's better. I think that's better. I think Ebola's safer than that water.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, is Ebola safer than that water? Because I need some of that water in that.
What was your costume?
I'm trying to make a Slimer.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I'm doing the reboot of Ghostbusters.
With Melissa McCarthy. Yeah.
You can go to hell with that one. You can go to hell with that.
Yeah.
I am not trying to watch that. You can go to hell. Yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing for Halloween this year. Usually we have we got the Queen Mary down here in Long Beach, whatever. That's supposed to be the haunted, the world's largest haunted ship or something like that. Where they have like the party stuff going on down there, or whatever. So I might go to that, but I don't know.
Does LA, which it's probably true, but do you guys have like a haunt, like a lot of haunted houses attractions?
You know, I don't see that many no more.
Huh.
Did you hear about this haunted house in San Diego, though?
No.
All right, I'm going to send you the link for this when we get done about this. I just looked this up. Someone sent this to me. It's freaky as fuck, man. They're doing all that. I mean, they gag you, put blood on you and shit like that and stuff. So.
You know what you should do? It's obviously too late now, but next fall-ish, you should come out to, like, Cedar Point, which is, like, you know, 2 hours from here.
Yeah.
And Cedar Point's, like, you know, amusement park, but they have, like, a whole Halloween weekends thing.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Is that where you're going to do that?
It's very pricey.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
It's like $45 a ticket and like $15 for parking.
Damn, what the fuck? Okay. Is it worth it?
Yes, it is worth it. What they do, they have like 6 haunted houses and they have like this whole, like a walkway. It's like a quarter of a mile and they like, it's just all smoke and you can't see and you got people jumping out and people on roller skates, like, on their knees, going, like, skating by you.
That sounds like it'd be cool.
It's really cool. They up it every year. Every year they go the fucking distance.
I know I want to scare the fuck out of some of my neighbors, their kids, so.
Are they white?
Yeah.
Just go up there, like, can I get some sugar? That'll scare them.
Hey, I was like, I got some brown sugar for you. hello? Hey, now I see 911 coming by. Officer, nothing's going on.
Are you dressing up like Odafer in 12 Years a Slave?
Yes, there you go. Wait a minute. I found it. I found this link I wanted to send you. All right. For this Halloween thing or whatever. So. But, well, people, that's the end of the show now, people. So, I am the phenomenal one, MoviesPostPodcast.com.
This is Z, thefancritic.com.
And this has been another edition of Throwback Tuesday, episode 71. Later, bastards.
See y'all.
Uncle Henry, tell me a story.
No, it's late. Go to bed. Santa will be here soon.
No, I want a story. Please.
All right, all right. You want a happy story? Or do you want a scary story?
I want a happy, scary story.
Happy, scary story.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, there lived a man by the name of Jack Frost.
Jack Frost?
That's right. Like in the song, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Only this guy did it for real. You know how regular folk get up in the morning, eat something, then hurry off to do whatever for the day?
Uh-huh.
Well, Jack would get up, eat something, then hurry off and kill someone. Because that's what he did. He killed people. He'd stick knives in their faces and cut out their tummies and stamp on their heads till their brains got all runny.
Uncle Henry, I don't think this is such a...
You wanted a story. You got a story.
Okay. But why did he hurt people?
How should I know? Maybe his mum and dad never gave him enough hugs. Maybe they gave him too many hugs. Or maybe he just liked the colour red and things that went squish when he stuck sharp points in them. It doesn't matter. The only thing that's important is that no one could catch him.
Uh-huh.
Some said that Jack was a ghost, that he was already dead and can walk through walls or vanish into thin air.
Ooh.
Truth is, he never stayed in one place long enough to be caught. See, Jack was smart.
Uh-huh.
He'd drift into a town, blend in, puree a few of the locals, then just drift off to someplace else that needed a little social pruning. Any towns that had too many little girls that looked just like you.
But they did catch him, didn't they, Uncle Henry?
Well, for 5 years, through 11 states and 38 deaths.
Ooh.
Jack was nimble, Jack was quick. Jack gouged eyes with candlesticks and smashed in skulls with sticks and stones. Used iron bars to crush their bones so he could hide his kills in tiny places. And he wouldn't have to see their faces.
Uncle Harry?
That is, until the pies.
Pies?
Yeah. Little bits of people started turning up in Mrs. Puddle's pecan pies all over the Midwest. Fingertips, eyelids, earlobes. Some say that Jack had got sloppy, or that deep down he really wanted to be caught. Others said that it made the pies taste better. Bottom line, Jack had made his first mistake. Authorities knew where he worked. Within a week, they'd traced his car, and then it was just a matter of time before he was caught, tried, and sentenced to die. In fact, right at this very moment, Jack is being taken to his place of execution. His story should end at midnight, but the fun's just about to begin. So why don't you go to bed and have sweet, sweet dreams?